Chapter 9. Danger at Sea. They all ran to the boathouse and pulled the boat to the edge of the water. Jenny looked at the name on the side of the boat. Rose, she thought. Grandmother's name. Her grandfather started the engine, and they sailed toward Shark Rock. The wind was stronger than before, and the sky was very black. The waves were higher, too, and some water came over the sides of the Rose. Jenny turned and looked at the lights of Kilkirk behind her.
"Hold on!" Mr. MacDonald shouted. "Here comes a big wave!"
"Don't worry!" Alex shouted to Jenny. "Your grandfather's one of the best sailors on Kirk Island. We're already halfway to Shark Rock."
"I'm not frightened," Jenny told him. "This is exciting! More exciting than Manchester!"
At last they came near Shark Rock, and Mr. MacDonald stopped the engine. Big waves hit the Rose. The shipwreck was just ahead, but it was too dark to see it clearly. Then, suddenly, a light flashed in the distance.
"There's a boat coming," Guy said. "It's probably Helen. Now what are we going to do? She mustn't see us."
"Yes, she must see us," Alex said. "We want to catch her."
"But not yet," Jenny said, "or she'll turn her boat round and escape. She must come nearer."
"Don't make any noise," Mr. MacDonald said, "and I won't use the engine. Now we're going to hide at Shark Rock."
"Quickly," Guy said. "Helen's boat is almost here."
When they reached Shark Rock, Jenny's grandfather stood up in the Rose and touched the side of the rock.
"Where is it?"
he said.
"What are you looking for, grandfather?" Jenny asked, perplexed.
"There's a small cave in the side of the rock," grandfather told her. "The Rose is just small enough to go in. Ah, here it is."
He turned the boat into the cave in Shark Rock. The waves were smaller there. They all sat in silence. Soon they heard a boat very near them. Then its engine stopped. Guy stood up and looked round the side of the rock.
"Is it Helen?"
Alex asked.
"I can't see yet,"
Guy answered.
"Can we go nearer, Mr. MacDonald?"
Jenny's grandfather put out his hand and pushed against the side of the rock. The Rose moved out a little.
"We can't go any further," he told Guy. "She'll see us."
Guy looked round the side of the rock again.
"Yes, it is Helen," he said at last.
After a few minutes, they heard the sound of Helen's feet on the rock above them. Then there was silence again.
"We can go out now,"
Guy said very quietly.
"She'll be on the ship, looking for the uranium."
Jenny's grandfather brought the Rose to the side of the shipwreck, next to Helen's boat. The wind stopped blowing and the moon came out from behind the clouds. It shone on the ship above them.
"What's she doing?"
Jenny said impatiently.
"She put the uranium on the ship, didn't she? So she knows where it is." "It's very dangerous,"
Guy said.
"Perhaps the uranium's already under the water."
"No, it isn't,"
a voice shouted. It was Helen, standing on the edge of the ship with a small box in her hand. She held the box over the waves.
"Don't try to catch me,"
she shouted to them,
"or I'll drop the uranium into the sea."
As Helen spoke, the ship moved suddenly. Helen jumped onto Shark Rock, then climbed into her boat. She stood in front of them, holding the uranium in her hand and laughing.
"Sorry, Guy,"
she said. She started the engine and began to turn the boat towards Kilkirk.
"Stop!" Mr. MacDonald shouted. "Don't go back to Kilkirk. The police are waiting for you there. Give us the uranium and we'll let you escape. Go to the other side of this rock, and it's only a few kilometres from there to the coast of Scotland."
"Grandfather!"
Jenny said.
"What?"
"Thanks,"
Helen shouted.
"But I'll take the uranium with me."
Helen moved her boat away from the Rose and quickly disappeared to the other side of Shark Rock.
"Helen's escaping!" Jenny shouted. "Start your engine, Grandfather!"
"Don't worry, Jenny," he laughed. "She won't get very far. Don't you remember the shark's teeth?"